Let's bring you some breaking news now out of Nigeria, where a 21-storey building has collapsed in Lagos. It's believed 50 people are trapped. Officials have been trying to demolish or retrofit unsafe buildings in Lagos, which is Africa's second most populous city. More than 80 buildings have been demolished so far this year. Let's cross now to Ahmed Idris. He's following the story from neighbouring Chad. Ahmed, what more can you tell us about this building collapse?
Well, basically, it happened this afternoon, Hala, and what we know so far is that two people have been pulled out alive. First on the scenes were ambulances and emergency workers, but there was nothing much they could do. They tried to dig through the rubble with their bare hands. Until this hour, 15, 18 minutes ago, when heavy-duty machinery started coming into that area of Lagos, which is a highbrow residential and commercial estate in Lagos City. And then the work started in earnest. Looking at the rubble, the mountain of rubble, they in fact needed much more bigger heavy-duty equipment to move the rubble in order to access the people who have been trapped inside that building. Now, it's not clear exactly how many people have been trapped, and emergency workers are really silent about the number of people who've been killed because of this disaster. Lagos is no stranger to this disaster. Respecting the construction code has always been a difficult situation in Lagos. Enforcement, despite enforcement, such contraventions continue not only in Lagos, but across cities in Nigeria. People bribe officials to look the other way while they go scheming things and making construction or constructing poorly built structures in Lagos. Eventually, these structures collapsed and killed a lot of people. Every year, we register such incidences. But again, in the area where this incident occurred, it's expected that officials are watching closely because this is a high-brow area, and people expect officials in that area will be watching exactly and constantly how these construction works continue. It's not clear whether it's the fault of construction workers or it's because of climate change. Lagos has been sinking over the past few years because of climate change. There's been a lot of flooding in that area, but it's too early to say exactly what caused that incident, Hala.
OK, Ahmed Idris there, live for us there from Chad. Ahmed, for now, thank you very much indeed.